in South Korea, near the heavily guarded border with North Korea, there's a remote railway station. It's empty. There are no trains and no passengers. This is Jejin Station in Goseong City. Only once has a train carrying passengers ever made a stop here, 11 years ago, from North Korea's Kumgangsan, and to much fanfare. The station is a reminder of past efforts at connecting the two countries' railway networks. This month, North and South Korea were supposed to pick up where they left off. They were to conduct a joint survey of the railways on both sides of the border, from Seoul in the south to Sinuiju in the north, near the border with China. There were plans for a preliminary trip late in August that would have involved traveling aboard trains from both countries. It was to be one of many signs of the steadily warming ties between Seoul and Pyongyang since South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met for the first time in the border peace village of Panmunjom in April. South Korean President Moon has a lot of political capital riding on this idea. There's a practical side, too. It would connect the South by rail directly to the rest of the Asian continent. But the initiative has hit a snag for now. The UN command, which oversees the armistice between North and South, has stopped the project on a technicality. Apparently, South Korea had failed to submit the proper documents to the UN command, which is headed by U.S. Forces Korea. It's possible that the UN command was concerned that the trains would be carrying diesel fuel in violation of UN sanctions on the North. It's possible that this was a form of punishment after the South failed to notify the UN about refined oil shipments to the North exceeding the restrictions under UN sanctions. There's another possibility, and this is the one that the South Korean media seem to favor. Seoul may simply have run afoul of Washington's desire to maintain pressure on North Korea, at least until Pyongyang demonstrates that it's ready to dismantle its nuclear weapons programs.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
The timing of the UN command's decision coincided with U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement last month that he had canceled Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's scheduled trip to North Korea. The reason Trump gave at the time was insufficient progress on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Despite that, South Korea seems determined to push ahead with the railway project. It's expected to revise and resubmit its plans to the UN command soon. President Moon is hoping that inter-Korean economic cooperation can be an incentive for the impoverished North to end its nuclear weapons programs. He's also betting that all of the goodwill can lead to a peace treaty, replacing the 1953 armistice and ending the hostilities of the Korean War. It certainly won't come cheap, though. There's a railway line that already runs between the capitals of North and South Korea. It fell into disuse long ago, and the tracks on the northern side, originally built by Japan in the early 1900s, are too old to handle high-speed trains. Costly upgrades would be essential. North Korea's former number two at its embassy in London has suggested a different reason for abandoning the idea. In his memoir, Tae Yong-ho has written that connecting the railways, at least along the eastern coast of the peninsula, would be prohibitively expensive because the North has built up massive defensive fortifications there. Those facilities would have to be moved elsewhere, but the North sees them as vital for its defense. And that's what led North and South Korea to shelve the idea back in 2000. Reconnecting the two Koreas by railway might be a romantic idea, but it's also one whose immediate future is uncertain. For Monocle, in Tokyo, I'm Kenji Hall.